that rocks.
Jesus, did you just pop your neck?
You heard that?
Oh my God. I think everyone heard that.
I echoed through my mouth. Ah!
Are you okay? Holy.
I did it again.
That was aggressive. That was abrasive. That was worrisome. The noise that just came from your body.
I know. I almost dropped like a sack of potatoes on that one, man.
Woo. I wouldn't blame it. Like, don't move your neck for a little bit.
Cause you're going to have to put me together like Mr. Potato Head. Yeah.
I already won that challenge. All right, don't you get it? but that was quite terrifying. That was a.
I'm glad you heard that.
Yeah,
I had my mouth open.
It sounded like you like a slap almost.
Yeah. Good microphone too. Wow.
Do you ever think about that sometimes when you're cracking your neck and there's that one that it just won't go and
it's
you
like
just
right there as far as you can bend it
and you keep going but you're like God I feel like I'm gonna Steven Seagal my own neck right here like it just collapse you're done.
Can you break your own neck?
I mean, with your hands, I don't think so. That's a good, okay.
Type it into Google. Can you break your own neck with your hands?
Can you break your, can,
it's an would interesting
it be, would
question.
It be can you snap your own neck?
Google's like, geez, man, who is this guy?
Your hands.
Somebody, you're going to get like an email, like, are you okay? Are you
okay, here, there's a, our bodies aren't really equipped to break our own necks as it requires a great deal of strength and force to do so. And it would be difficult to get any leverage to do so with just your own hands as well. But it didn't say impossible.
I'm cringing as you're reading this.
It didn't say impossible. It just said it would be difficult. So, endo facto.
Wham! Finish him.
Yourself? God, what a way to go snapping your own neck just straight up. Ka-ya!
Have you ever seen the people that can bend their neck really far, like totally backwards?
I don't like that. I don't like the really flexible. The really flexible people, what are they? Got the, what's it called? They're double jointed and everything.
Could you imagine sitting on a bus and then just turning your head around and start talking to the person behind you? Dude, I would lose it. I would run off of that bus.
What is this? The Exorcist?
Beetlejuice!
This is the Exorcist? Jesus!
Excuse me, sir. Oh, God.
Just turn around to talk to me, you weirdo.
Oh, my shoulders are pointing forward.
Yeah. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ.
Put some water on him.
Jesus. Is there a priest anywhere?
Is there a priest on the plane?
Yeah, I don't like those videos. I like the super bendy people. It just creeps me out. It creeps me out.
It does. Oh, man. They like bend their knees backwards.
Yeah. Or like, those contortionists.
The elbow.
The contortionist. Yeah. Ugh. Like, they can't be good for your innards, right? It's not supposed to be that way.
I just don't even understand it. Yeah. How do you bend that? The girls that can go all the way backwards and then underneath their legs?
Yeah.
And then look at you that way? And they start crawling after you?
Like, I saw this one where it's like, literally the girl bent over backwards and then brought her head back through her legs, so she's like
through
a
legs.
And then she turned like she then
she like sits on her own head.
Oh my God,
dude.
Okay, you know what
I would just use that randomly in such a way. Go hit a golf tee shot and then just bend all up, fall down.
You know what I'm gonna bring up right now, okay? And I just are you a little curious of what it would
don't just
do you think like alone. Whoever they date, they're like, all right, fine, I'll get into the pretzel shape again, you know. I'll turn into
hey,
the
that
ball.
One thing.
Hey, do that one thing. It's date night. Oh, fine.
It's date night.
Here.
Do the road gold.
Do that. Do that thingy. Do the bendy thingy. All right. I mean, I'm curious. I'm just curious to see if that would, you know. Anyway.
I mean.
But long story short, Hunter, is it difficult to crack your own neck and kill yourself? Yes, but is it impossible? No, it is not. So now you know. So be careful, man.
Question answered. I love it.
Be careful. All right. God, he's dead. Let's keep her moving here. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is double.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed up. Owner John Van Lanningham, dude, he's master level certified. That guy knows cars. Not to mention he's surrounded by an amazing team that also knows and loves cars. They're going to get you back on the road quickly, cost effectively. Don't trust your vehicle to anyone but John and his crew at AIR, Advanced Import Repair. Go see him today. So a South Carolina woman was arrested after a large package of cocaine fell out of her fake pregnant belly right in front of police.
Ah, not the worst time.
Ooh, you feel him kick. He's going to be a cocaine bag. That's what he's going to be. He's going to be a cocaine baby. Anthony Miller and Samika Mitchum were pulled over by police on Interstate 85 after deputies spotted them driving erratically. A deputy, noticing that Mitchum was pregnant, asked the couple when the baby's due date was, and they gave different answers. Mitchum could see the deputy was becoming suspicious, so she jumped out of the car and made a run for it. Catch the pregnant lady! In doing so, her fake rubber pregnancy belly became dislodged, and about 1.5 kilogram package of cocaine then fell out. Oh, the baby's crowding! The baby's crowding! Deputies were able to grab her and the drugs. She and Miller were arrested and charged with drug trafficking and being held without bail at the station.
Your cocaine broke. It's not your water. It's your cocaine.
Oh, the cocaine broke. Call the doctor.
Call the doctor.
I mean, you think about it. That's pretty clever to have, like, if you got a... Who's going to, you know, who's going to start poking around the belly? You know what I mean?
Was just going to say that. It's really not a bad way.
Right.
You know, if you're going to do that, if you're going to smuggle illegal drugs.
Well, and I'm even thinking, you know, hell, even just smuggling like booze into a football game or into a stadium or something like that. Just
like candy into a movie theater.
Right.
You know?
Just get that fake, you know, shell of a belly.
Yeah.
I mean, just make sure your story's straight. That's the big thing. Be like, it's.
Probably get some papers too of some sort, you know, or have those on hand. Be like, here's the ultrasound.
Yeah, you could easily just screenshot a generic ultrasound on your phone. Yeah, if you're gonna do it, sell it, man. All right,
sell it. Not a bad attempt.
No,
probably looked like they were. She was probably too skinny to be pregnant.
That's
right.
Yeah, it just
coked out.
It didn't fit. She's
all skinny in the shoulders and face, and all of a sudden you get this little.
She didn't have the fat. She didn't have the fat pregnant lady ankles. All right, we all know you get them, ladies. All right, because you're always complaining about your swollen feet. And just a tip for everyone else out there listening to this: the next time you see a pregnant, next time you see a pregnant lady, don't go, "Hey, is that cocaine in your belly? That's a fake belly."
No.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Okay? That rarely happens. Rarely happens. This is a
so I have
an
a
exception.
I have a similar story, Hunter, and you may remember this because this happened with you.
Didn't fake being pregnant,
but I tried to conceal something. Do you remember what I'm alluding to? So let me just tell this story real quick because I had something just kind of similar happen. So a handful of Halloweens ago, I'm going to say probably six Halloweens ago, I dressed as Burt Reynolds from
The big hat.
The big hat.
Chewed gum for 9 hours.
So I made this big foam cowboy hat from the SNL Burt Reynolds Jeopardy skit. It's a classic where he goes as Kurt Ferguson.
I do know where you're going with this. Just remembered.
We were at this Halloween party at this bar, and it was effing packed. It was taking forever to get drinks. So we're outside.
Impossible. It was.
I said, guys, don't worry about this. I got it covered. I went over to my truck where I had some beer, okay? And my plan was to stuff that big foam cowboy hat I had full of beer. Full of beer. And then put it back on my head and then shimmy my way back in. The bouncers would be none the wiser. No one would know. And then we would be able to have beers at this party.
Nobody could put beer in that big hat, right?
Here's the problem, though. The line got really long at the door. So then I would have to wait forever trying to balance this large fake foam cowboy hat full of beer. So I tried just going in through the smoking section that was outside.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
However, there was a bouncer there like, hey, man, you can't come back in. And I said, no, look, I just had to step out real quick, get smokes out of my truck, whatever. I'm taking some excuse. Well, while I am talking to the bouncer,
have the wristband on, everything. You showing up, right?
I'm just like, man, I promise I'm just going to get back in there. Everyone's as I'm explaining, pleading my case to this bouncer, a beer can falls from my big foam cowboy hat that is on my head. I look down at the beer. I look up at the bouncer. The bouncer looks down at the beer, looks up at me, and I go, have a good night. And I just turned around and walked away because...
ting, 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 ting.
You're not coming back from that. The jig was up.
I was busted.
Yeah.
Yep. You're busted, mister. You know what he does? He grabs your shoulders and just kind of shakes you a little bit.
All the beers fall out.
Get the hell out of here, son.
All right. See you later. Have a good night.
God, that's so embarrassing, isn't it?
Oh, dude, it was the worst. A grown man trying to sneak beers into a bar in a giant foam cowboy hat, and then it just
falls. It's hard to get beers. Don't you see it?
Come on, man. You get it. You get it.
He just sits there and stares at you. It's even worse.
So I just sat in the car for a while until everyone else was like, hey, we're leaving the party. I was like, okay.
In the car, drink beers by yourself. All shooken up, too.
Much like the lady with the fake pregnant belly and the cocaine falling out. I know. I know how this goes. I know how this goes.
First hand. That's fine. I'm glad that happened to you. I can see it. Just turn red through that big beard of yours.
Yep. Actually, I had the mustache. I had the Burt Reynolds mustache.
Oh, that's
and
right.
It was, it was a great costume, too. I was upset really was. I had to leave the awesome party with my awesome costume. So. All right, there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day brought to you by AIR. We'll be back.